Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I am thrilled because today we have with us Tom Berg. Tom has written 28 books, several of which have become bestsellers. His books have been featured in major newspapers throughout the U.S., as well as on major radio and TV talk shows, such as The Late Show with David Letterman. Welcome, Tom. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Vicki. It's a pleasure to be here.
For those that have not had the pleasure of knowing you or knowing about you, I would really love if you could just give us a brief summary about what brought you to all the success in writing and all of these bestsellers.
Well, there was a general desire on my end as early as the age of four to be an author. I mean, I wanted to write books before I could even read them. And I felt this was my spiritual calling, and I followed the spiritual calling and sold my first book at the age of 25. And I sold that to Harper & Row and became a full-time author ever since. And I've also started teaching, Vicki. I started teaching 32 years ago all the ins and outs of spiritual writing and connecting with the spirit of the book that's inside you that I felt authors needed to know, because normally book writing is taught from a purely intellectual point of view only. And I feel, my experience, which has been extensive, that writing is a holistic art form that encapsulates the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual. So over the years, I've worked with over 80,000 new authors. I've seen in my company tens of thousands of books produced. Currently, I teach a retreat called Write Your Bestseller in a Weekend Retreat. And that's where we help people connect with the divine through their desires to write their books. And what we found out, Vicki, and what I've really discovered over the years is that a person's reason to write is not just to complete a book, but it's more than anything else to complete a book that's already stuck inside them trying to get out. So as much success as I've had, it's come as a result of not teaching people how to write a book, but how to connect with that book that's already inside them and move it out of them. I tried everything on a conventional level to become the author I felt that I already was. And quite frankly, nothing was working. And so in 1982... I had a kind of come to Jesus moment where I came home after work one night and just had a mini nervous breakdown. And I had been trying so hard to manifest the dreams of being an author that I felt were so vibrant inside of me, and nothing had worked. So I asked for divinely inner guidance, and I got the answer to my prayers. About two nights later, I woke up in the middle of the night with a dream that showed me how to harness what was already inside me and get it out, and to not only write it but to publish it. And I sold my first book 4 weeks later. So I've been on this path ever since. And since that time, Vicki, this has become my ministry. And again, what I really help people how to do is how to reach a direct communion with God or the divine through the writing of their books. And I really firmly believe that a person's desire to write a book, more than get the book written and published, is a result of the divine trying to connect with the author through the writing of his or her book.
Well, I know you're considered one of the top book whisperers in the country, possibly internationally, and your book, Write From God. Tell us a little bit about what you hope people will learn from that, the readers will take away.
Vicki, what I hope they understand is that there's a greater purpose to every action and connection that they could have in life, and that there's much more to writing a book than just writing a book and getting it published and getting it on a bestseller list. There's much more to writing a book than just a career. It's a divine calling, and it's an opportunity to commune directly with the Almighty through the writing of one's book. Because if an author's book does reside on the other side of life, as I call it, when you connect with that book, you're connecting with the divine who's holding that book for you, and that opens a gateway for the divine to come through you. I see books produced all the time. That's something I've almost taken for granted, that my authors are going to write books. What I love to see, though, more than anything else, is I love to see that when a book comes through an author, that author changes. They heal, they grow, they expand, they enlighten. And that's why I've been teaching as long as I have, because I just can't see enough of that.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful thing when people discover their story and then share it, and it changes their not only their lives, but others in the world. It's such a beautiful thing. I personally feel so strongly about this that I think it's not just our right or, you know, a benefit to be able to do it. It's really our responsibility, because no one can tell that story that's inside like each individual can.
Absolutely. It is, I feel, it's our sole responsibility. I feel that we've agreed to do this before we got here. And I feel that we wrote the book or books that we'll release into life on the other side of life before we were born. And again, I've never taught anyone how to write a book. I teach them how to tap into the book that's already there. And not only did they change the world around them, but they changed themselves. And once we have that divine connection established in our life again, unadulterated communion with God, everything changes. And that's where enlightenment begins. And that's when the author's lives change for the better. They birth their purpose. They birth their voice, they birth their mission, and they birth the most divine of all connections. And it can't help but positively affect everyone that they touch.
And everyone can find so much information about how to do this in Write From God, your book, Tom. But can you give us maybe a couple tips about people that maybe are struggling with this, being able to connect with that inner story and that inner, you know, spiritual guidance?
Sure, absolutely. The first thing I want to mention, Vicki, is, again, I want to go back to the point I made just a little bit earlier, that writing is a holistic art form. This is the most important point that writers need to understand, because we were taught that writing was an intellectual art form, and it is, but it's also an emotional, physical, and spiritual art form, too. So if someone out there is struggling with writing, it's probably because they're approaching writing from a purely intellectual point of view, which would be like trying to drive a car with 3 flat tires. So once you approach it from all 4 aspects of a human being, it amazingly works extremely well. The second point I want to make is relaxation before writing is absolutely essential. A relaxation. When a person relaxes, that calms their left brain, which is their objector to writing, and calms their left brain, and then the book just comes pouring through. Third point I want to mention is, if you have a desire to write, it's because you have a book stuck inside you. Or if someone has a desire to see you write a book, it's because they're seeing the book that's already inside you.
Very powerful.
Yeah, the fourth point I want to make, though, too, Vicki, is, and I'm assuming most of your listeners have experienced this in one way or another, when writing's just poured through them, it's innocently achieved that divine connection. And that impulse that they feel, that inspiration they feel, is very divine and moves very fast because it's bodiless. So the average writing speed at one of my retreats is 2,500 words per hour. So the average length of an American adult book produced by a first-time author is 35,000 words. So if you just get in that zone state and stay in that zone state, that God zone state, you can write a book in 12, 14 hours.
Well, that's amazing. How do you help people get to that space where they're kind of like not thinking it too hard, just letting it flow? I know you said it's important to take quiet time, but are there other tips?
Yeah. There's a multitude of things we do. Let me just touch on the ones that are strongest. The author has to make a commitment to move in this direction, and that's the most important thing. They have to make a commitment to move in the direction of writing a book. And whether they feel good about it or bad about it or scared or brave, doesn't matter. They have to make a commitment. In lieu of making that commitment, they have to set aside a specific space by which they will be doing their writing, a blessed space that they only go into when they write. That's what we provide at our retreats. Third, they have to pick a specific time that they're going to do this. I suggest that they set aside 3 days, 8 hours for 3 days straight to write their books, as opposed to an hour a day for 80 days. And then they need to relax. And there's one thing I want to mention too, Vicki. I think relax is probably the most misunderstood word in our culture, you know, especially the American culture. People try to relax, and relaxing is the opposite of trying. And what I would recommend is that your listeners go to my website, tombird.com. It's B-I-R-D, tombird.com. And on that page, they'll see a freebie icon. They click on that, they'll find that they can download a free relaxation CD that I produced, which I use at my retreats, called Transitioning Back to the Author You Were Meant to Be. And that's what I would suggest, that they play that every time they choose to write. It's made up of two tracks, a six-minute relaxation technique, and then an hour of subliminal music that keeps them in that relaxed state. Because what it really comes down to, Vicki, is either an author is in that divine author state when they write, and it's great, or they're not, and it's the opposite. So writing is really an all-or-nothing drill. And if any of you out there have struggled with writing, you've had a difficult time doing it, there's no reason not to continue. Just continue by taking a different approach. You're meant to do this. You need to learn how to do it differently. And once you do, you'll reach a divine connection that'll change your life and everyone who reads your material from that point forward as well, too. So there is a method. And it's easy, it's quick, it's simple. It's enlightening, and it's very productive at the same time.
Tom, I know you're a master at this, so I wanted to have you share with us. So many people, just as they have trouble finding their story or finding what they want to write about, you know, they have problems finding their purpose in life. And to me, it's probably very similar and interconnected. But how do you help people get directed in a way where that comes to them?
Well, what I help them do, Vicki, is really quite simple. I help them reach a direct communion with God, and then they can ask God all those questions that they want answered. And that's what we do at our retreats. And I believe that the reason people want to write books is because, number one, there's a book stuck inside them trying to get out. And number two, it's part of their divine spiritual calling to write a book to reach that direct communion with God. And that's my job. My job is to help people achieve a direct communion with God through the writing of their books. And then they can ask all the questions they want of God. You know, what's my purpose? What's holding me back? Why has this been so difficult? What should I do here, there, or wherever? And they can do that, and God will move through their writing to answer their questions. Just like he's moved through Neil Donald Walsh in Conversations with God. That right is available to all of us. And I do believe it is. I agree with you strongly. I do believe it is our responsibility to follow through on that and to make God manifest in life through us.
That's so beautiful and so incredibly powerful. For those that are really struggling with this and maybe in a dark place around this or a dark place in their life, since you went through this, how did you come out the other side and pull yourself out of being in somewhat of a devastating circumstance to make that happen?
Well, you know, desperation is the forefather of the faith. I think what I was lacking in my dark hours was faith. And my desperation led me to a prayer, a request of God that, when answered, provided me with the faith that was necessary. And if your listeners are tuning into this talk show, this interview, it's probably because it's their time to hear what I'm saying to them and to hear about the great things about themselves. So it's all about surrender. You know, I surrendered my goal, my purpose, my dreams to God, and God paid back in tenfold. But I had to realize that writing or success as a human being is not a solo endeavor. And I was approaching it from that perspective of being a solo endeavor. When I had to realize that with God and God moving through us and us communing directly with God, we can accomplish anything. Without God moving through us, without us opening that door, very little can be accomplished because we've become extremely human at that, in regard to that in response. And so I really think it's the surrender is just surrendering to the fact that we're a very important part of a very big team trying to bring enlightenment to this planet. And we can bring enlightenment so many different ways, through writing comic books, through writing how-to books, through writing autobiographies, through writing children's books, through writing romances. Anything that makes a person feel opens the gateway to their heart. When that heart is open, that opens the gateway to God. And writing is a way to do that. And that's what our readers depend upon us to do, is to open a gateway for them that they have been struggling just to even find on their end. But once we open that gateway for ourselves through faith or desperation or just flat-out desire, once we open that gateway, others can achieve the same results through our inspiration pouring through them. And, you know, people are more akin to trust other human beings than they are God, because the other human beings, at least they can feel and see and touch and taste and look at and hear. And so if God is coming through us and a reader has a tendency to be entertained or enlightened or attracted to us, God has a chance to reach them through us. And that's what the whole purpose of writing is.
Yeah, it's really wonderful. Really, really wonderful. And, you know, my whole background is advertising and marketing. I founded my first successful ad agency when I was in my mid-20s. And in all of the years that I have consulted and done marketing and advertising, I have never, ever seen anything as powerful as a book. We move about 3 books a week to bestseller, and we have had over 900 authors go to bestseller through our promotional services. And I discovered this later in my life, and it's just amazing how powerful it is. I wonder if you have any stories to share about yourself or others where the book has opened doors for them from the standpoint of how the direction their life took.
Yes, I have several, but let me just limit to this one. A few years ago, I was teaching one of my retreats in Las Vegas over Mother's Day weekend. And there was this one author in there who was just unapproachable socially. She was very stern, and she was very angry. And she was writing well, though, so I didn't have to communicate with her much, and she was writing very fast. And she was just finishing up her book on Sunday morning of Mother's Day when her cell phone rang, which didn't make me happy because I didn't want to interrupt class, but she cautioned me that it was okay and ran out of the room. And she came back in 20 minutes later, and she was crying incessantly. And she said, pulled me outside the room to talk to me. And she goes, I want to apologize for my cell phone going off. But she goes, I've been really damaged for the last 5 years because my son has estranged himself from me. And I was just writing, and I haven't talked to him in 5 years, nor my grandchildren that he has. And she said, I was just writing the last page of my book, and I was explaining to him on that last page how I made mistakes as a mother and how I wish he would forgive me. And he called me for the first time in 5 years at that moment. And I don't think that was an accident at all.
That's just unbelievably powerful on so many levels, so many levels. Incredible. So it's just fabulous spending time with you and learning all about writing a book from maybe a different perspective than a number of people have. And I was just wondering if you might have any parting thoughts for us, Tom.
Yes. Again, if any of you out there feel as if you have a book inside you that you need to get out, it's a divine calling by God to connect with he, she, it, and your divine purpose and open up your life in much greater ways. Also, anybody can do this. Anybody can do this. When you write a book using the method that I share, the method that was given to me, you're returning to an innate place in your mind, an innate place in your life, and you can accomplish this in literally a few days. You can change your life in a few days and change the world that's all around you in a few days. You don't have to commit 20 years of this or spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in collegiate education. You can come in 10 hours of preparation, be prepared for the retreat, and come out that weekend and do the weekend as an author. And if you choose, you can come out as a best-selling author as well, too. So there's more than hope for you. There is a way, and I'm more than happy to share it. It's my ministry. Go to my website, tombird.com, and you can read all about hundreds of people that I've worked with, listen to their testimonials. There's free books on there, free CDs. I'll do anything I can to help you, and please don't hesitate to give me a holler if there's anything I can do. And thank you for listening today.
Tom, thank you so much for the generosity of your time and the generosity of all the gifts that you've offered today and that you bring to the world. It's just been a real pleasure to have you with us and spend time with you.
Thank you, Vicki, and thank you for having me on today.
And I want to be sure that everyone goes to tombird.com and find all of the wonderful wisdom and knowledge, because we've only had time to just cover the tip of the iceberg here today. So by all means, go and learn more of the wonderful things that Tom has to offer you that will truly change not only your writing, but your life. So again, Tom, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Vicki.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global communities and broadcast, you can find us at getei.com. That's G-E-T-E-I.com. And everyone have a fabulous week.